Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Rizal Zulkarpi dan ini Niaga Awani. Ini adalah Minggu Amanah Saham Malaysia MASM dan juga tahun ini tentunya disebabkan oleh pandemik COVID-19 tentunya ada perubahan kepada bagaimana Minggu Amanah Saham Malaysia ini dilakukan dan tentunya kita ingin melihat apakah yang akan PNB lakukan untuk memberikan pengetahuan kepada pelabur dan juga pelabur baru di luar sana dan juga bagaimanakah mereka akan dapat meningkatkan nilai mereka, meningkatkan nilai pelaburan dan juga pendapatan mereka di tengah keadaan ekonomi dunia dan juga ekonomi negara yang tidak menentu pada ketika ini. Dan juga apakah cabaran untuk mengadakan Minggu Amanah Saham Malaysia di dalam suasana digital. Untuk membincangkan perkara tersebut, kita bersama dengan Tan Sri Dr. Zeti Aziz, pengurusi kumpulan PNB. Tan Sri, thank you for joining us. Tan Sri, first of all, tell us more about Minggu Amanah Saham Malaysia. I know, I've heard it's gone digital this year. What is the target this year and how is it different looking at the current economic situation caused by COVID-19?
Yes. Well, first of all, this Minggu Saham has been taking place for 20 years and in different cities and towns all over Malaysia. And actually, we've had in the 20 years 3.8 million people who've attended it. We had actually planned well before the COVID had erupted in the world, that we had already planned to go digital. In about December, we had discussed it internally, and the issue was whether we should do it incrementally or actually transformatively. And when it was presented to the board in early January in 2020, the board went with being transformative. And this is really exciting for us. This is part of our organizational transformation to digitalize. So in a way, that prepared us very well, because when the pandemic happened, we could never have had it in person and having hundreds of thousands of people visiting it. And so we were in a state of preparedness already to go digital. But the objectives of the Amanah Saham Digital is the same. It is firstly to provide financial literacy and educate savers and investors about the benefits of better planning your finances. In other words, financial management. And secondly, it is for them to know more about what PNB does and how we invest their monies. And thirdly, to know more about the companies that we have invested in, many major companies, and about how they contribute to the Malaysian economy.
And Tan Sri, the trust element when people make their investment decision has to be there. Will investors or new investors lose out on some of the nuances that come with face-to-face interaction with investment advisors? Will they lose out on that now that you've done it online?
No, the answer is definitely not. Investors will benefit because the outreach will be wider and they can engage with us and other members whom we've invited to participate in this week from the comfort of their own home. They can be together with their family and they can raise any issue that they want regarding investments of maybe PNB, how we invest in the different funds, and with their own personal financial management, how they manage it, how to inculcate a better savings habit, and how they can gain from better financial management.
Speaking of wealth, Tan Sri, do you think this COVID-19 has caused investors to seek more information to guide them to increase their wealth moving forward?
Definitely, because in this arising from this pandemic, it has generated tremendous uncertainty, the economic outlook and so on. Nobody is in a position to reflect their make projections of what's going to happen in the future. And therefore, it is during such times that if you have planned your finances well, it allows you to ride out this very difficult period. Many might have had salary cuts, and some have lost their jobs. Businesses have lower revenue stream inflow, and so on. And therefore, it is a very challenging time for everyone. And therefore, during this time, whatever information you can get may be valuable for you in making your decision. So what we want to do is provide information to people that will empower them to make better financial decisions.
And Tan Sri, speaking of people losing their job, 4.6%, that's the unemployment figure in Malaysia for September. Do people still have disposable income to invest? And do you think investors or new investors are keen to invest right now, looking at the current economic situation?
Well, we understand very well that in this kind of environment, it is a time when people dip into their savings. They rely on their savings to ride out this difficult period. And therefore, they may not be in a position to make savings and investments. But however, they need to look beyond this pandemic, because we have seen already earlier, every time when the movement order is relaxed and lifted, the economy starts to recover. And so the projection now is that the economy can be expected to enter into a recovery mode going into 2021. This is highly dependent on the assumption, of course, that the pandemic is contained. And once that happens, and you have an economic recovery, then people should start planning and saving and investing again. And therefore, they should gain that knowledge that is being provided now to start learning how to track their expenditure and plan better their finances. That will allow them to save, no matter how little it is. It will accumulate over time, and it will contribute to your capacity to enhance your wealth.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of digital, Tan Sri, how would Minggu Saham Digital make investment attractive to new investors? What are they seeking? What are these new investors seeking?
Well, the new investors, of course, are seeking new products, because the environment has changed immensely. And one of the new products that is digital is called RACE, that was introduced this year, actually. But we had worked on it for a whole year to introduce it. It is about when you make an expenditure, there's a rounding up. And that rounding up amount can contribute to building up your savings. So it is a product that we use the tagline, save as you spend, and we introduced it this year.
And Tan Sri, I just registered RACE. I have it on my mobile, but I think my question as an investor is, how am I protected as an investor, as a new investor? What is PNB doing to provide assurance and to provide protection to investor and investors and new investors on especially digital investment products such as RACE?
Right. Well, we, as you know, PNB is a regulated in financial institution. We are regulated by the Securities Commission. And when we submitted this product, we went through a very rigorous approval process that lasted several months. And in fact, from the time we worked on it until the launch of it took about a year. And this we are subject to several security and privacy regulations and cyber regulations So this would give investors who participate in this significant protection.
And Tan Sri, how has, since its inception 20 years ago, how has Minggu Amanah Saham Malaysia maybe changed the perception and access to the financial markets in Malaysia? Have you seen better awareness when it comes to people investing their money smartly? Do you see people talking about investing for their future more these days as opposed to maybe 20 years before?
Yes, most certainly. And in fact, we have 14 million unit holders. And that is a significant part of our population who have placed their trust in PNB to place their monies with us. And we offer 14 funds where we place their investments. And the new digital ones that have been attracting a lot of investors to participate in it have come forward, and I believe that our other new product, that is global investments, now on their own, and this is very exciting for PNB as an institution, because on their own, individuals may not have an opportunity to invest small amounts in a fund that will invest extensively and will diversify the risks of their investments, because we have scale and we are able to diversify extensively. And recently, we have intensified our diversification globally. And this new product actually is it goes global for our investors of all Malaysians. They can participate in it to invest in the international financial markets and international corporations. We will invest it for them. So.
And Tan Sri, speaking of diversification, Bursa Malaysia year-to-date return is negative 1.03%. People always wait for the announcement for the dividend for ASB. Will PNB, I know you can't give us the exact figures, but will PNB maybe provide us with some relief, some good news towards the end of this year as people await for the ASB dividend announcement?
Well, that is the reason why PNB is a long-term investor, and we invest over the longer term looking at fundamentals, and fundamentals of corporations and fundamentals in the market, because right now it is defined by volatility and without ability to predict the direction of this volatility. So as a long-term investor, we carefully evaluate the fundamentals of a company before investing, a very rigorous assessment of their underlying fundamentals. And we also look, for example, the outlook of the industry. And then we also look at whether it's in financial industry, or whether it's in the oil and gas industry, or whether it's in other technology industry. And we also diversify and have the agility to move into new industries that are emerging, like the healthcare industry and other technology industry that have now gained greater importance. Well, PNB has the agility to diversify our existing portfolio so that we don't have a concentration of risks. And then secondly, we also have an ability to manage our liquidity better and also manage our functioning better, so that we gain efficiency and costs. And in that way, we aim to generate a return a decent rate of return to our unit holders despite the market being negative.
And Tan Sri, you spoke of the 14 funds that you have and the hard work that Minggu Amanah Saham Malaysia has changed and how it has changed the perception and access to financial markets in Malaysia. Do you have younger investors these days? Do you have more younger investors these days interested in the products offered by PNB, Tan Sri?
Well, yes. And this is why this Minggu Saham Digital will be very important. Because it can attract those millennials and potential younger members of our population who, I have to say, that during that phase of their life, that they tend to spend more than to save more. So our aim is to make them have a greater awareness that if they put aside smaller amounts to save and to be invested, they can actually enhance their wealth over their lifetime. And if they want to purchase an asset or acquire an asset, they can save for that purpose. And how savings can actually be bring benefit to them, financial benefit, in order to pursue their lifetime objectives. And so the other aspect of attracting young people is that there is no quick way. There's no way to make a fast buck. You really have to invest incrementally and prudently and wisely in order not to invest in high risks, thinking that high risk, recognizing that if you take high risk, you may risk actually losing your entire income, can be wiped out if it doesn't go in your favor. And there's no quick way, no way to make a fast buck. You have to work at it incrementally and wisely.
What about risk appetite, Tan Sri? Do you see investors becoming a bit more conservative right now? Do they select more carefully the products that they want to invest in because of the COVID-19? Are they becoming a bit more conservative?
Well, usually when the market is volatile, and it's very common, this is not unique to this current period. We've seen this volatility before during the recent 20 years. From time to time, it just has created uncertainty. And previously, like 20 years ago, when we had the Asian financial crisis, the volatility was not just in the stock markets, but it was in the currency market. And investors used to ask, just tell us where it's going to settle so that they can conduct their business. Mm-hmm. But of course, it was impossible because we were experiencing wave after wave of speculative attacks on the currencies of the Asian region. And there was a lot of contagion as well. And even in this current environment throughout the world, we are seeing non-economic factors, non-financial factors that are influencing trends in the market, trends in the economy are affected. But now we're seeing non-economic factors like trade tensions, Brexit, which is now going on and a decision will happen. And then, of course, the pandemic is a health pandemic that has massive implications on the economy. So these are unpredictable, and in economic terms, it has a discontinuous impact on economy and financial markets. And there's a tendency then for investors and even businesses to stay on the sidelines waiting for clarity. And we believe and we are encouraged that every time the pandemic recedes, economic activity actually resumes. And we have to also note that our policymakers have been very prompt in implementing policies to provide support and to provide an environment that is conducive for people to get relief from their situation. And therefore, when the recovery happens, those that have survived this challenging period can bring the economy to a better level. And then we will see investors. And that is why investors need to look beyond the immediate term and plan for 2021, which is coming round the corner.
And Tan Sri, lastly, the global economy is still significantly affected by COVID-19, and we see rising number of new cases of COVID-19 globally every day. What advice do you have for two investors, the younger investors, the new investors, and also seasoned investors during this volatile period?
Right. For these new investors, they need, first of all, to manage their finances, meaning their expenditure. So if you don't need something, you can defer spending on it and putting aside some monies for savings and that can be invested. And for therefore, to manage more wisely their expenditure first. That should yield something for investing, and recognizing how in planning for the future is so important. So inculcating these new habits will be important for their future, and how by learning that, how by investing wisely, they can actually enhance their total wealth over time. And also not to look always at the immediate term. They need to look over the medium and longer term, beyond the current. If they look at the current, it looks very depressing. But we need to look beyond that, because beyond that, we do expect a recovery. And Malaysia actually has demonstrated time and time again since the 1980s, when we had the first time negative growth, within 1 year we had a recovery. The Asian crisis, again, within 1 year we had a recovery. And then when Europe and the US, the developed countries, had a recession and we were affected, we had a negative growth for 1 year in 2009. Within 1 year, we also made a recovery. So we've demonstrated resilience before, and therefore we need to recognize this, and therefore over the medium term, there are opportunities. And so we need to plan ourselves and manage ourselves with a medium-term outlook. And the other thing that is important that I tell all investors, young or old, you need to manage your risks. And when I was at the bank, we always ask the question, what could possibly go wrong? And that is all you ask when you're managing risks. Then you take actions to mitigate this risk and manage these risks, or to know that when these risks will recede. So this is all about having this kind of knowledge, and that comes with financial literacy. And that is what we aim to do in the 7 days of our Minggu Saham Digital, to provide programs that will enhance the financial literacy.
And Tan Sri, we want to touch a bit on the Minggu Saham Digital programs. I know you've got the MBA Masterclass, the Sembang-Sembang ASNB, Forum Kewangan Syariah. You also have the car creator kita, Cikgu CEO. There's a variety of products being or sessions being offered to people out there. Why do you think it's important to make investment or investing sexy and fun during this very bleak period?
Well, there will also be live entertainment as well, and we will have even chefs and entertainers and all sorts of events that will be interspersed in between the financial education. Finance, some may say, will look quite boring. And so we have to make it interesting. And we have to also target different age groups and different backgrounds that come to us, that what will they see as exciting?
So from the 18th to the 24th of November, 12:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., that's when you have all these live sessions, yeah?
Yes, correct.
Thank you very much, Tan Sri Dr. Zeti Aziz, Pengerusi Kumpulan PMB, membincangkan berkenaan dengan Minggu Amanah Saham Malaysia dan juga bagaimanakah pelabur di luar sana boleh merancang perniagaan pelaburan mereka bergerak ke hadapan di dalam ketidaktentuan yang dibawakan oleh COVID-19 pada ketika ini dan juga apakah pelan masa hadapan PMB berkenaan dengan produk pelaburan untuk pelabur di luar sana. Saya Rizal Zulkapli, teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Ini Niaga Awani. Salam hormat.